Sacramento's first progressive talk station, Talk City, 1240 AM, KSAC.
Well, hello. We're talking dogs and cats and a bill, AB 1634. You are listening to Sacramento's Progressive Talk Station. I know it's not about politics. Well, it is really. It's about a bill in the process. Lloyd Levine, the major sponsor of this bill, a Democrat from Van Nuys, and he wanted to be with us today, ladies and gentlemen, but he couldn't because the Speaker of the House called for a Democratic caucus, I think, on the redistricting question. I'm not sure. So we'll get him here next week. In any event, we are talking with Judy Mancuso. And Judy, give us once again your interest in this bill, what your position is. I mean, role is, essentially. You're the sort of the legislative advocate for it.
Yes, campaign director.
Campaign director. And we also have Kirsten, I don't know your last name.
Gross.
Kirsten Gross, and you are from Madera?
Yes, I'm the animal control director from Madera.
So you are dealing, Kirsten, every day, and talk right into the microphone, with the realities of people who aren't responsible with their dogs.
Every single day we get 20 or 30 new animals into the shelter.
Oh, my God, and that is a huge... And you know, because you know the statistics and from your experience, that probably half of those, if not more, will have to be euthanized.
In our county, over half, it would be about 70% will be euthanized.
And so you bring them in through the process, and you hope that someone will come in and adopt them, but you know, chances are definitely against these animals. Most of them are going to be put down. Are most of them puppies?
We get every assortment, every size, shape, and color. We get lots of small dogs, chihuahuas, puppies, kittens, you name it. It comes in.
And when nobody's going to adopt them and you have to euthanize them, and I know you're a huge animal lover, you've got the gene, but you know what you have to do. How about the people who work at the shelter? Tell me about the emotional burden on them from having to do this.
Oh, it's tremendous, and they have nightmares, and they cry. It's tremendous burden to have people euthanize animals that actually adore them. So, but it's a job that we've had to do for many, many decades. And that's the reason for this bill, because this solution isn't working.
When you see this editorial in the Sacramento Bee saying, oh, this is the wrong approach, there's some right approach out there, what would you say to people who hold that view?
Well, I'd say you need to refer to the people that are in the trenches fighting the war. And all the people that I know in every county and city are trying to institute some kind of ordinance to put a stop or at least a slowdown on the indiscriminate breeding of dogs and cats.
And this will not stop the existence of Tramp. Tramp will still be out there, and
oh,
so will Lady. Can you believe that argument? This will, it'll, Lacey, Lady would be welcome, but Tramp would become a dog of the past. This is, there's no way you can possibly deal with all of this. You're still going to have hundreds of thousands of dogs that probably will be put down in California, but you're going to make a dent in it. What kind of, if you had this as a tool, how would this change your life as someone who's out there enforcing it?
As we go from door to door and address problems for people, they have a barking dog or a vicious dog, we're going to go in and take care of that problem. Then we're going to ask them if they have a license. That's normal protocol for their animal. In the next breath, I'm going to ask them if this legislation passes. And by the way, is your animal altered? It's just that simple. It doesn't cost me any more than an extra sentence.
And it gives you some enforcement power, so if they say no, you can actually issue a fix-it ticket.
That's correct.
You'll be able to issue that ticket, and then you will be able to go back and see if they've complied. And if they haven't, what happens if they don't comply? They get fined.
They get fined $500, so it's substantial financially.
So it gives you a wonderful tool. It's because I know very often folks who are dealing with this will say we just don't have enough tools to help the animals.
Yeah. And if I could decrease my population coming in, I could do a great job on public information, education.
Getting more adopted.
Getting more adopted, saving more lives. You betcha. We could do a lot more than just picking up impounded animals.
Well, let's take a call, shall we? If you put your headset on, let's see. This is your headset, so you can actually hear the question. And, folks, if you want to call about this is the bill, AB 1634, that is... getting a lot of support. It's a little bit controversial because it would tell people, well, yes, it's your dog, et cetera, but we in a society have certain standards by which we want to make sure that animals are loved and cared for and don't have to be destroyed for no good reason other than that people are being negligent about this issue. Now, I know, Kirsten, also people will say, I don't want to get my dog neutered because it's not a manly thing to do. This poor dog, you're going to wreck its sex life. You ever run into guys like that?
Daily. Yeah.
Yes, daily, don't you? It's like a daily reality. Makes you crazy, doesn't it?
It does make me crazy because this is not a man we're talking about. We're talking about dogs. And dogs do what comes naturally, which is reproduce at enormous rates. So it's created great burden on the shelters and great burden on the taxpayers as well.
So how, what do you say to these guys when they're all, you don't want my dog neutered?
Well, right now, all
I can... You have to control your tongue, because you really want to tell them, don't you? But you can't, but this gives you a tool to deal with them.
Yes, it does. And right now, I can't. I can try to educate them, but again, I'm not getting through to a lot of them, so this would help me a bunch.
Absolutely.
She'd like to invite them into her shelter to help her a few hours so that they can
every
see
day.
What real life is there.
See what the real result is.
And the impact.
Is.
What the impact is.
766-1240. Frank on line one. You're on Talk City. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Christine, how are you?
I'm fine.
I think that's a great bill. I mean, I have a purebred dog. He hasn't been neutered yet, but I am going to neuter him. And I didn't buy the dog because he's a purebred dog to breed him, because I love the purebred dog himself. And I think,
oh, he's calling now.
Hang on. Let me shut that off. Hang on.
Okay. Quite an interesting ring on that phone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, it's insistent, too.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
But I think it's a great idea because we do have a lot of animals out there that are you know, an overabundance of animals out there, and I don't think it's fair to them not to have a home and to have all these animals in the shelters and still not have a home. And
their eyes looking out at you, and then when Kirsten or one of her people who work for her have to go and put that animal down. Think of what's that like. A perfectly wonderful animal that deserves to live, but because people are negligent, it's going
to
die.
And I think a lot of people, you know, when you go to the shelters, they're leery. Because I know I've been to the shelters myself a lot, and I've looked for a pet for my son, you know, because he's little.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was fear of a dog, so that's why I bought a purebred dog, and I bought him small so that he could grow up with him and so that he wouldn't be afraid. But I didn't buy him because he was for the purebred or for the breeding part of it. But what is it going to do for people that cannot afford, a purebred dog that people breed and sell?
There's still going to be tons of dogs, even with this enforcement tool. There's still going to be tons of dogs in the shelters that you can go and elsewhere that you can adopt and take care of. You just have a responsibility to make sure that your animal is spayed and neutered. There are going to be plenty of clinics that are low cost, $20, and you won't have to pay a $500 fine.
Yeah. The cost is cheap. And things I know, because like I was saying, when I went to the shelters, I've looked at a lot of these animals, and they're beautiful. But the thing that always came into my mind is where did they come from? And how have they been treated, and will it be a good pet for my child, you know?
Well, so that's certainly a reason. You want to work closely with the person who's running that shelter, because they've got lots of information. They've been doing it for years, and they can tell you very much, what is your likeliest best choice. They give you some good ideas, can't you, Kirsten?
Absolutely, and we have lots of puppies and kittens, so you can start from scratch if you want to.
I have just the one that's not for me, but...
Hold on one second now. I'm not going to let you get away with this, Frank, because you've all heard what he said at the beginning of this conversation, that his dog... How old is your dog?
He's a little over a year old, and I'm going to have him neutered.
When and why have you waited?
Well, because, see, my wife, she actually did want to breed him, and I really didn't want to, because the reason being is that let's say, you know, you breed the dog, then, you know, you got this other family that you're breeding a dog with. What are they going to do with the dogs? Are the dogs going to get a good home and all that? And that's where I'm coming from, you know?
Well, you're absolutely right, isn't he, Kirsten, to have that concern? Because what's most likely to happen?
Most of those puppies that probably end up in the shelter. And secondarily, if you get your dog neutered, he's going to live a lot longer. And if you love your animal, you're going to want to keep him with you a lot longer.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's my concern.
Is this a male dog?
Yeah, it's a male dog.
You don't want him to get prostate cancer, do you?
No. But I'm going to have him neutered real soon. And the thing is that was my concern, because I just don't want to see him reproduce with another dog and then not know where those dogs are going to go, where they're going to end up. And I think that, you know, it's a beautiful dog, and, you know, why should his puppies and the other one, you know, be somewhere where they shouldn't be and not being taken care of and not being looked after, you know?
Thank you for being so responsible. We appreciate it immensely.
You know? And to think of all those puppies that your dog could have that
they could then reproduce.
Those animals end up in the shelter. I mean, that is exactly how it happens. It's like, okay, so your dog mates with somebody else. You got a litter. Well, then that litter goes, and they're unaltered. They go have a litter. Pretty soon, everybody's ended up in the shelter. I mean, you don't get to the numbers like we have over 800,000 animals in the shelter by not everyone being at fault. I mean, what I say here, because the breeders especially say, oh, well, it's not me. And you know what? If you have an unaltered animal, it's you, because it has potential to procreate. So people need to all look at themselves if they have an unaltered animal.
And you know what? May I suggest this, Frank? I don't know who your vet is, but if you talk to your vet, most veterinarians I know in the Sacramento area have. My vet, Mark Malik out at Foothill Farms Veterinary Clinic, has a low-cost spay and neuter day. Does not income specific. It's anybody who happens to make that appointment, comes in on Thursday, no questions asked. It's going to be about half the price as it is ordinarily. It's very inexpensive for male cats and dogs, and not that expensive at all for female cats and dogs. Check with your vet, and it's no difference in the quality of care at all.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do that. But I have one last question. You know, we need to put more responsibility on the breeders too, because when they're breeding these cats and dogs, and they're selling them, you know, they need. There's got to be a way where they can look at the people that they're selling the dogs and the cats to, and you know, somewhere to make sure that these dogs are getting a good home, not just to sell them and make money.
There are a lot of tragic stories out there. Thank you, Frank, and I want you to call me back. What's this dog's name?
My dog's name is Pingo.
I want you to call me back when he's fixed.
When he's what?
Fixed.
Oh, I will.
Altered.
I will call you, Christine.
Thank you very much. And I'll congratulate you and send you a puppy packet.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
766-1240 is the phone number. If you have any questions about this bill, it will just give the folks who are, you know, out there in the street every day and at the shelter every day a tool they can use to get people to be more responsible. Give them some power. Why would you want to keep them incapable of making a difference here? Their hearts are in it. And let's just tell people, I don't know how it's done in Madera, but here in Sacramento, when they put animals down, they have so many they have to euthanize. It's not like when you take an animal in to the veterinarian to be euthanized and they shave the little paw and you hold it and it's tragic and sad. And it's like my vet, when my dogs are elderly and on their last paws and it's time. She gives them Compazine, so they're very happy and relaxed. It's kind of a stressful situation in a shelter when these animals are put down. Not just for the people, but for the dogs and cats.
It's very unpleasant as the animals are brought into the area where we do euthanasia. They are stricken with fear. They are totally horrified.
You listening, folks?
Yeah, and so are the people that have to do the job. So this is very, very important legislation for every shelter and every rescue group that even does those kind of things on occasion. Animal lovers across California need to back this bill, and they need to write their legislators to know about it.
766-1240 is the phone number. Now, let me ask you something, Judy. As you're going from legislator to legislator, are there any people over here in the Capitol who say, that's ridiculous, I don't want any part of it? Has there been anyone?
Not a one. Mostly it's, oh, I've got a big problem with that in my district. Dogs running and packs and this and that.
And even if they're not dog lovers or cat lovers, if they're looking at the fiscal impact, they're going, let's do something.
Oh, no. I mean, Republicans, Democrats, this is not one party or the other. At all here. This is definitely everybody.
And they've got the governor talking about all this post-partisanship. Here's a perfect example to get past partisanship, be post-partisan, and agree that this is a wonderful tool to at least begin dealing with this horrible, tragic problem.
Well, a few years back, actually, when Governor Schwarzenegger took office, there was a mandate which came from the Hayden bill back in 1998 that specified that we had to keep the animals in the shelters 5 days. That mandate now is the third largest in the state. And at one point, a couple years back, he was going to stop that mandate.
And then his daughter, or apparently his kid, said, Daddy, why are you doing this to the dogs?
And he came out at 5 o'clock and apologized.
Yeah.
That's their interest in this bill. They know we have a problem. It's a huge fiscal burden on the state, and that is his interest. And to get rid of this burden in an ethical way.
So I'm a huge opponent of the boobin grabber, as I call him. But if he were to sign this bill, if it gets through the process, I will give him much due respect and honor.
Maybe the only time, but I absolutely will. You know what?
Happens.
The whole U.S. will be giving him kudos
and this
for
could
this
be,
one.
I feel like this is so exciting. This could be the beginning all across the nation. California is supposed to set the standard for the whole country.
That's correct.
Hello? Let's go to line one and talk to West, I think it is. Hi, you're on Talk City. Hello? Hello? He's gone now. See, he was thinking about getting the dog neutered, and then it just...
And he hurried out to get it done.
That's what it was. He hurried out to get it done. I haven't talked to anyone. I have a very dear friend, Lisa Carter, who's executive director of the Santa Cruz SPCA. She is so for this. And it only took a few minutes of conversation with her about this for me to realize what a great idea it was. What are some of the things now? You've made some adjustments in the bill because of some of the queries about this. What are the adjustments that have been made, Judy?
Well, the one was we specifically listed the different breeder registries. Right, but and we knew when we first did the draft that it would just be impossible to capture all these different registries of breeders. So we said, well, you know,
in terms of AKC, et cetera.
Right. So now what we've done is we've moved it to the local jurisdiction so that they can capture those dogs or cats in their counties or cities that maybe aren't breeding in other cities and counties. Like I told you, the McNab, for instance.
The McNab. What is the McNab?
It's from what I understand, a working ranch dog.
Okay.
And I learned about this from an email from someone in, Orin, California. O-R-I-N-D. Does anyone know that?
I know Orinda.
Is that? Maybe that was
anyway.
Orinda. But anyway. So again,
you're learning all this geography.
I am. So anyhow, but it gives the locals now the authority to be able to adjust to the needs of their community.
Now, I'm just showing this to Kirsten, this little article in the Vallejo Times Herald, if folks want to read it. This was in the Sunday edition of the Times, Vallejo Times Herald. It's a picture of me with my dog Precious. She's a pit bull. She was shot by teenage boys, and one of my KGO listeners heard about this dog and called me. She has one eye. She has a shattered front leg and back leg, although she doesn't know. She's doing very well. And it's TimesHeraldOnline.com. Just format in Precious Craft, P-R-E-C-I-O-U-S. I want to point out that she was spayed. Very first thing, she was old after she got through her major medical problems. So she got spayed at about 5 months because she had major medical issues. She had a shattered jaw, one eye missing, a shattered feet. She had to recover from her medical other, she had like six surgeries, I guess. But we got her spayed at 5 months. There was absolutely no question in the world about that. She's going to be a much happier animal. She will not be producing puppies that no one will care for or that other people can abuse. But we do have and I was not too pleased with this because I love pit bulls. I love everything. But there was some legislation that passed. It was a couple of years ago or a year ago, and that was the breed ban.
Well, it's a breed-specific mandatory spay and neuter,
yes,
which is different from a,
breed ban.
Because in Colorado, they did ban pit bulls.
Right. And UKC lists American Staffordshire Terriers, which are frequently called pit bulls. That is a breed. In other words, in California, how would this work? I mean, it's just a very sort of discreet question, but if you're saying people who have dogs that are UKC on that registry, this is kind of a conflict here I'm seeing. A UKC registry, which does register American Staffordshire Terriers, or it's one type of pit bull, would they be able to get an intact permit if they're breeders?
Not in San Francisco. The local jurisdiction will supersede the state law.
Okay.
So
what about in Madeira and pit bulls? Do you go around and enforce the spay and neuter thing for pit bulls now?
We don't have breed-specific legislation addressing pit bulls in Madeira.
In Madeira. Okay, so it's really the jurisdictions will be able to tailor the aspects of this bill, which AB 1634, tailor it to their jurisdictional needs and issues.
Correct.
I think it's fabulous.
It's beautiful.
When does it go? What is its next phase right now?
It will go before its first committee hearing in April. And we don't have a confirmed date yet, but it'll be in April. And then after that, it goes to appropriations and then to the full assembly and then on to the Senate side. Mm-hmm. So we're in the very beginning phases.
What are your instincts?
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
Because the legislators are all so affected by this. I mean, look at the numbers. It's a statewide thing. This is not about, and some people have said, well, why not do the local jurisdiction? Why not have the city and county ordinances? And, you know, our answer to that is first the resources. Not every city and county can afford the time and effort it takes to create these city.
And if you have uniformity, statewide, basic standard, you're going to be much more effective. See, I'd be a good lobbyist, wouldn't I?
The continuity. and I did want to talk about the public safety issue, if we can.
Yeah, quickly. We have about 2 minutes.
Okay. Spay and neutering obviously helps so that the animal's not running across the street
and
getting hit by cars. And the aggression, so there's...
Cuts way back on aggression, doesn't it, Kirsten?
Yes.
It does. Almost 100% of our dog bites to humans from dogs are caused by unaltered male dogs, so it's very important to get that aggression tendency down.
And very often it's somebody trying to separate their dog from another dog, and they stupidly put their hand right in the middle of it in the passion of the moment.
Yes.
Yes.
And they get their hand chomped, and the animal pays the price for that, typically.
And the visit to the emergency room is not cheap.
No.
And
cars hitting animals and swerving to miss animals.
Because Lothario the dog sees Prunella the dog down the street, and no one's going to you never thought he could jump that 6-foot fence. He is clearing it. He is way above it. He's headed down the block, and there you go. He's running in the middle of the street.
Right, and causing major catastrophes.
Major catastrophes, human injury as well. In other words, for some people who don't, see, I think about the animals first. That's the way I'm wired. But the human, not just the cost, but somebody who swerves to avoid that dog, they hit a tree, they die. I mean, all kinds of things happen because we're not being good, responsible pet owners. This gives the animal professionals in California a wonderful tool with which to enforce good common sense and take better care of animals. I think it's a win-win-win, Bill. I want to thank all of you because we had
you.
All three of you on.
Thank
Continued
you.
Good luck. I'm shaking
thank
the
you.
Paws.
Thank
I mean
you.
Hands.
Thank you.
And keep me up to date on how it progresses
so
through
much.
The legislature.
Thank
okay.
You.
All right. You are listening to Sacramento's Progressive Talk Station. Do we have time? Oh, yeah. Let's do the news first, and then we'll come back with Maggie, who's over at the sit-in. Excellent. Thank you both.